Just like sports, investing is certainly about the playbook and the plan, but it's also about one's mindset. This week, we're going to talk about volatility, what it is, what it's not, how to approach it, and why it's something every investor must confront. So to kick off 26, we've been talking a ton about volatility. The market's been range bound. It's left investors confused, analysts confused. Why is it so important to address in volatility? It's a truth of investing, that thing we must pay, that price we must pay. Again, we've talked in the past about not thinking about it as a fine, but really a price of admission. Yes, you're gonna go on a ride, but hopefully to good places. But it's not something we necessarily all embrace. It's certainly not something that everybody truly understands. We're gonna walk through that this week, really frame it up, talk about how we can attack it to get that mindset that we need as investors to find long-term success. So first, the definition of volatility, at least from the playbook of Tim Mitrovich. Short-term fluctuations in value. They can be violent. They can go down, they can go up. But what people often confuse, and there's physiological reasons for this, is volatility with risk. Risk is something different. Risk is a permanent impairment of capital. Money that is gone, not for a moment, but for all time. And it's easy to confuse the two. The key difference, of course, is time frames. Volatility, given time, will work itself out. Risk doesn't. With the right plan, the right structure, one can live through that volatility, have those things in place to get them through. But understanding that difference, when in the midst of one of those bouts of volatility, being able to tell yourself, I know this feels fatal, but it is in fact just temporary, is step number one to really having the appropriate mindset to be an investor. So the second main point is, why confront volatility at all? I think a lot of people could understandably say, hey, if volatility is an inevitable part of being an investor and I don't like it, I just don't want to do it. Well, I'm going to show you this chart, and that's going to pop up here on the long-term decline of the US dollar. This is why. For most of us, unless you are insanely wealthy, investing, making more money over time, just maintaining one's purchasing power vis-a-vis inflation and the long-term destruction of the dollar isn't something that really we have much choice about, unless, again, you're willing to accept in fact, getting poorer over time. And so what we see with investors is in trying to avoid volatility, those moves in whatever market they may be investing in, they run and hide in cash or cash alternatives with some or all of their portfolio, only to find that they've actually leapt out of the frying pan into the fire, as they say, and now embrace true risk, which is the long-term destruction of one's capital. Point number three, how then do we attack this? Well, there's a few things. One is, again, this mindset that we're talking about, understanding, hey, this is part of the ride. It is not fatal. It can be addressed, again, with proper planning and structure, which brings us to point two, what then is those proper structural items that we need to address? Well, first of all, is making sure your income needs are met. Whether that's from an outside source that you know, not that you could get laid off from, is going to be there for you long term, or from your portfolio itself, is there the cash flow for those things that you need? We then want to make sure that there's a part of a portfolio that's there for the unknown needs that might arise. This may be a little bit more conservative, hopefully something that can at least pace with inflation, even if it's not your long-term growth vehicle. That again helps you buy time. And again, as we talked about, volatility really only becomes risk when there's an arbitrary time frame applied to it. These two things help you to avoid that. Number three is, again, don't get greedy when it comes to structure. Diversification. This is also very important when it comes to emotion. By having a lot of diversification, which isn't just a bunch of individual holdings in case one goes to zero, but rather a bunch of asset classes. I encourage you to check out this week's written commentary. Things that actually act differently in the same economic circumstances, you can buffer the volatility that you're likely to experience in a portfolio, thus dampening the emotions and thus hopefully dampening or lessening the chances of having a panicked emotional response that's against your long-term best interest. Lastly is avoiding leverage. Another thing outside of having immediate need for your money, but whether that's for a known need and not having the income for it, or unknown need, is going out, being over-levered, perhaps even investing with margin, which again can lead to capital calls, margin calls, that again shrink that time frame. We want to extend that time frame indefinitely. In doing so, we help lessen the long-term risk within the portfolio. Again, you've probably read a lot about how people are again extending out their debt levels, their leverage levels. This is where people can not only get themselves in trouble if they have a little bit of money, but even unwind great amounts of wealth. To close up, why don't people do it? Well, planning takes a little bit of work. They don't know how. They don't have that partner, that know-how. We'd be happy, of course, to be that for you or anyone you care about. Deep down, they know that they should be more diversified, but they get caught up chasing momentum, getting a little bit greedy, or believe they can time markets, embrace a pretty arrogant mindset as opposed to the humility that most of us need to, if not all of us need to, approach markets with, knowing we can't predict the future, we don't know what's coming next, and therefore we need to plan as such. Closing, investing success is about what is repeatable. And what's repeatable is process, a process built on structure, discipline, and yes, at times, courage. We're here to be that partner for you, to walk through any of those steps at any time. Thanks so much for watching.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.